Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians are back home where, outside of Texas and the Cubs, nobody plays better at home than do the Indians, and it's nice to know that opening up a 9-game homestand when you consider now basically 2 weeks to go and a playoff position at stake.
How about that? I mean, you know, we're far enough into the season now where that's meaningful. And I'm proud of our guys for that because it is meaningful when you can protect your home turf. And it's just nice to get home anyway. I mean, my goodness. Some of these road trips, they're not that long, but they seem long. Maybe it's just that time of the year. But we've gotten now to the fun part. I mean, we're playing the Detroit Tigers. The place is going to be packed. This is what it's supposed to be about, and I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy it.
What's it like being a manager? Because you've been here, done this before, even at bigger stages, talking about the World Series. But there's something about nailing down a playoff spot, isn't there, Tito?
Well, I know I woke up today with a little extra pep in my step, which for me personally means I'm one step above comatose. But it's fun. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. It's hard to explain it to people that don't do it because your heart's in your throat at times, but I wouldn't change it for the world. And what probably makes it the very best for me is going through it with a team that I like, coaches that I care about, and the front office guys that I admire and care deeply about. For me, that probably really makes it so extra special. Yeah, when you lose, it hurts even more, but because you're so invested in it, but man, is it fun.
Yeah, and you've won it twice. To win two World Series in a city like Boston, and now Cleveland's in that same boat, not having won it since 1948. Do you put too much pressure on yourself sometimes, Terry, because you care so much for the guys that you've mentioned and what it would mean for this city?
You know, it's funny you say that. I think I did once I moved to Boston. Hmm. I think I was a little bit oblivious to it the first couple of years, which probably helped. Then I moved up there, and I was like, whoa, you know, and could start hearing what everybody says. And it does make it a little bit harder. So what we try to do is, again, we do this with the players all the time, is, hey, let them just take care of what they need to take care of. This game's hard enough. And I probably need to remind myself of that sometimes too, and certainly with the coaches, because things that don't help is all they do is take your energy away. And it's hard enough at this time finding the energy, so you don't want to waste it on anything.
You're 11-1 against the Tigers. You could obviously put a big nail in their coffin with what you do this weekend, and who better than to start it off than Corey Kluber, who could really set a tone tonight?
Well, this is going to be fun, and I don't, you know, again, I don't get too much past just winning tonight or trying to win tonight, because they got the kid Fulmer going, who's really good, and they got Verlander behind him and Norris behind him, so they got their setup too. So this is going to be fun, but I just want to keep it in the present to tonight.
Terry, do you manage these games any differently?
You know, Hammy, I think you got to be aware of where you are. But I think when you get to this point, that's why we tried to hold Cody and Miller yesterday. You want to, when you have a chance for a win, you want to make sure your bullpen's rested. Doesn't mean you have it locked up, but you don't want to ask somebody to try to do something when they're out of gas. So we try to keep an eye on that.
Well, let's get the walking wounded report. How about Yan Gomes and that hand, wrist?
It was confirmed that Yan has a fracture in his wrist, and it's non-displaced, so that means, you know, no surgery or anything like that. But he's also going to see a specialist later tonight. So once we see that specialist, then we can kind of figure out the next course of action for him.
So it's not necessary that the season's automatically over.
Well, I don't think it's automatically. I probably a long shot. But, I mean, again, you want to cover everything before you just say a guy's done. And Gomer's worked so hard to get to this point. So, again, we'll wait and see what the doctor says, and then we'll just go from there.
And Lonnie Chisenhall.
Lonnie has an abdominal strain. Got it a couple days ago in Chicago when he was working out. And we got him looked at today, and there's nothing came across as, you know, something that's bad. So we just got to now go off the symptoms, and then also, you know, we're trying to give him a couple days, and then also figure out, okay, can he play with this, or are we going to make it worse? And that's the one thing we got to keep talking to Lonnie and the medical people about and make a decision.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's game one of this big weekend series. Tribe and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.